Please chant with me. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतिता नाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमः विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौर भक्त वृंदा. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. नमः विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताका स्वामिन इति नामिने. सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस चैप्टर 3 सेक्शन 1 यू नो फर्स्ट पार्ट ऑफ चैप्टर 3. देयर आर टू पार्ट्स टू चैप्टर 3. जस्ट क्विक रिकैप. वी हैड 5 सेक्शंस इन चैप्टर 2. लास्ट वीक वी फिनिश्ड द fifth section, which was Thitta Pragya, the person who is in study intelligence, study spiritual transcendental intelligence, the symptoms, how do you find out about him, all that. So now we move from here. In the third chapter is called Karma Yoga, where Krishna talks about how we should act, what we should do, what should be our activity. So the second chapter, as you remember, was the summarization of the whole Bhagavad Gita. Now this is specifically talking about Karma Yoga. Okay. So what we'll do is, as our practice, we'll read the translations together and then I'll try to explain. So let's all very slowly, I'll try to be as slow as possible. Let's try to read this together, then we'll discuss. Arjuna said, O Janardana, O Keshava, why do you want to engage me in this ghastly warfare? If you think that intelligence is better than fruitive work, my intelligence is bewildered by your equivocal instructions. Therefore, please tell me decisively which will be most beneficial for me. The Supreme Personality of God had said, O sinless Arjuna, I have already explained that there are two classes of men who try to realize the self. Some are inclined to understand it by empirical, philosophical speculation, and others by devotional service. Not by merely abstaining from work can one achieve freedom from reaction, nor by renunciation alone can one attain perfection. Everyone is forced to act helplessly according to the qualities he has acquired from the modes of material nature. Therefore, no one can refrain from doing something, not even for a moment. One who restrains the senses of action, but whose mind dwells on sense objects, certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender. On the other hand, if a sincere person tries to control the active senses by the mind and begins karma yoga in Krishna consciousness without attachment, he is by far superior. Perform your prescribed duty, for doing so is better than not working. One cannot even maintain one's physical body without work. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work causes bondage in this material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction, and in that way you will always remain free from bondage. In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and devatas along with sacrifices for Vishnu, and blessed them by saying, "Be thou happy by this yajna, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation." The devatas, being pleased by sacrifices, will also please you, and thus, by cooperation between men and devatas, prosperity will reign for all. In charge of the various necessities of life, the devatas, being satisfied by the performance of yajna, will supply all necessities to you. But he who enjoys such gifts without offering them to devatas in return is certainly a thief. The devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. Others who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment verily eat only sin. All living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by performance of yajna, and yajna is born of prescribed duties. Regulated activities are prescribed in the Vedas, and the Vedas are directly manifested from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, the all-pervading transcendence is eternally situated in acts of sacrifice. My dear Arjuna, one who does not follow in human life the cycle of sacrifice thus established by the Vedas certainly leads a life full of sin. Living only for the satisfaction of the senses, such a person lives in vain. But for one who takes pleasure in the self, whose human life is one of self-realization, and who is satisfied in the self only, fully satiated, for him there is no duty. A self-realized man has no purpose to fulfill in the discharge of his prescribed duties, nor has he any reason not to perform such work, nor has he any need to depend on any other living being. Therefore, without being attached to the fruits of activities, one should act as a matter of duty. For by working without attachment, one attains the Supreme. Kings such as Janaka attained perfection solely by performance of prescribed duties. Therefore, just for the sake of educating the people in jungle, you should perform your work. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. O son of Pritha, there is no work prescribed for me within all the three planetary systems, nor I in want of anything, nor have I need to obtain anything, and yet I am engaged in prescribed duties. For if I ever fail to engage in carefully performing prescribed duties, O Partha, certainly all men would follow my path. If I did not perform prescribed duties, all these words would be put to ruination. I would be the cause of creating unwanted population, and I would therefore destroy the peace of all living beings. As the ignorant perform their duties with attachment to results, the learned may similarly act, but without attachment, for the sake of leading people on the right path. So, this is the first half of chapter 3. Very practical aspect here, you know. Krishna, of course, Bhagavad Gita totally is practical, but here it's more practical because it appeals to all of us, you know. We are all doing karma, right? So how to do karma which can convert into yoga, that's what is described by Krishna here. So the chapter starts by Arjuna. You know, in the last chapter, if you remember, Krishna talked about sthita pragya, a person who is of steady intelligence. He says who is not attached to any material things and who is working only for his upliftment is called a person of steady intelligence. So now Arjuna is a little confused. That's why he is asking, why do you want to engage me in this ghastly warfare? He said, just now you said Sita Pragya is the best. So why should I do this, fight this war? And he says, Ghor means very, very ghastly. Then he says, I'm now confused. Okay. By your equivocal instructions, you know, you are saying this also, that also. You are saying work is also good and you are saying karma is also good, you know, not working is also good. So he says, I want to have a final answer, okay, which will be most beneficial for me. And of course, when he says that, it is beneficial for all of us. So Krishna is now started explaining in the third chapter this question. And he says there are two types of men. One who are doing all analytical study, Sankhya Yoga, like, you know, what is soul, etc., etc. That we went to the second section of the second chapter. And the others by devotional service, by Karma Yoga. Devotional service and Karma Yoga are non-different. This is a very interesting thing, you know, because we may think, how can the two be together? Karma Yoga is doing karma and devotional service is bhakti. So the moment the karma becomes yoga, karma is attached to yoga, then actually it is bhakti. You know, only when we have devotion for somebody, we will do some service. Right? So here, when we say yoga, you are linking with the Supreme. The moment we are linking with the Supreme, and we understand that He is Supreme and we are the part and parcel, so we start serving. And that's why any karma is not devotional service, but karma yoga is devotional service. So he says, Krishna is saying, for Atma Nivedana, for self-realization, there are two paths. One, you try to understand who we are, and then, you know, keep on analyzing that, the who is supreme, etc. By philosophical speculation, we say he may be like that, is he nirakara, sakara, you know, we do lots of things as a Sankhya yogi. You know. But a devotee of the Lord, he just accepts the fact that the final conclusion. What is the final conclusion? That He is the Supreme and we are insignificant. So an insignificant part and parcel of that, like, you know, a finger, a body is there and we have so many limbs. Out of that, let's say one finger. A finger is part of the body. So what does it do? it serves the body. You work for the body, right? And in the process, he also gets the nourishment. He also gets whatever is required for the finger to exist. So now, Krishna is saying, you see, he is giving on, because Arjuna wanted a perfect answer, a decisive answer. So Krishna is now saying that, just you stop working, you know, it's not going to achieve freedom. You cannot. Because you already done something, and you cannot get away from that results of that. And then, secondly he says, renunciation alone, you know, just give up, is also, you cannot get perfection. Sometimes people say, give up everything material. And don't do anything. Why should you work? No. Krishna says that's not going to happen. Why? Because everyone is forced to act helplessly. Forced. As per our guna, as per our mode of past passion, goodness or ignorance, whichever state we are in, and by our karma, past karma, we act now. That's why we are forced to act helplessly. And as a result, we know that we cannot refrain from doing something. Everybody has to do something, you know. Even when we are not doing something, our mind is working. That's why we say that empty mind is devil's workshop. Why do you say that? That means something is happening. And Krishna says, not even for a moment. We cannot remain without doing something. Even for a moment, even when we are sleeping, something is going on. You know, we are dreaming, we are moving, we are doing so many things. So, and then, the next one is very, very important to understand for us, because this is where we are, more many of us. You know, we talk of restraining the senses, etc. We do something also, but our mind remains, you know, like I want to give up, let us say, ice cream, you know. But all the time I'm thinking of ice cream. Right? My mind is there, but artificially I am saying I have given up. Then he is called as Mithyachara, pretender. Krishna says a pretender, he is not a devotee. So this is what we have to see in people. You know, people may talk something, but we have to see how they act. If they are acting not in a devotional way, then what is the use of that? That's what Krishna is telling you. So he is a pretender. So we have to decide whether we want to be pretenders or we want to be the real, sincere, genuine people. You know, nobody likes a pretender, right? If you come across somebody who talks very all good to you and then he is working against you, then what do you call it? The same way. Pretender means one that which is not. You show something but you are something else. Now, having said that, Krishna is now explaining how this whole creation and what is the role of devatas and, you know, how this yajna sacrifices has to be done. Okay. So he is saying how this was created. In the beginning he says, he sent, you know, when he created this material world, he sent the devatas and the human beings and other creatures. Okay. And then he also sent a procedure for living happily. You know, like you created something, you created a machine, now you have a procedure. And what is the procedure? That you have to perform yajna. Yajna means sacrifice. You know, when we fire, let's say a fire sacrifice, what we do? We put all the grains and ghee and everything in the fire, and what happens to that? It's all burnt up. So sacrifice, it's a sacrifice. That's why it is called sacrifice. Okay. Now, the scriptures say that the yajna can be done only for Lord Vishnu, only for Krishna. He is the only acceptor. You know, like you send the money, it goes to finally to the person who is accepting it, right? So he is the one who is accepting on behalf of every other person. But even when we do the sacrifice for the devatas, actually it first goes to Lord Vishnu and from there he distributes. You know, he distributes their share. And these devatas live on the sacrifices done. So that is why there is an imbalance in this whole world, you know, because people have stopped doing sacrifices. In the Vedic period, everybody was doing a sacrifice. At least an Agnihotra Homa, a small little Homa in the morning and in the evening. And because of that, there was plenty of rainfall. And this is very interesting. Scientists may not agree, but this is true. That, as Krishna says in the next one, that how the food grains come. Food grains come from rains. And rains come from yajna. And yajna comes from prescribed duties. That means, yajna doesn't mean fire sacrifice always. Please remember that. Yajna doesn't mean that. It's not that you simply sit and start doing fire sacrifice. No, yajna means sacrifice. Okay. So, we have to perform our prescribed duty. Prescribed duty. That means, as the scriptures say, not what I think, you think. Everybody thinks I'm doing my duty, but no. So what happens? He says, all these devatas are there, the departmental head, they are controlling different things, like, you know, water, fire, air, etc. Okay. So, all this is produced, all the food grains and all produced, and here the formula Krishna gives is prasad. You know, that's what we do as devotees. We offer to Krishna first whatever has been cooked. Okay. Because he says, the devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins. Because he says, if you are not giving, then you are a thief. But if you are giving, then it becomes prasad, you know. And Krishna is so merciful that whatever we offer to him, he accepts it, eats it and gives it back to us, adding his mercy to that. And that is why prasadam becomes more tasty, more nourishing. And Krishna is declaring here, those who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment verily eat only sin. They are only eating sin, and that's why these sinful activities are prevalent in the whole world. Because we don't know, we have not been told that we are supposed to offer it. Okay. And here one more interesting thing Krishna says is that by cooperation between men and devatas, we have to cooperate with each other. In other words, we don't have to act against the nature. If we act against the nature, then the devata, that is called as Adi Daivika. You remember three types of miseries? Adi Atmika, Adi Bhautika and Adi Daivika. Okay, one more thing I want to say. I am going a little fast because we have to complete these chapters. And you know, so when we go into detail, that time we will take up more and more detailed studies and questions. So right now I am trying to cover these 24 shlokas within the time frame that we have. Sometimes we give the whole chapter in one class, but I am trying to break it at least into two. Okay. Now, these duties, what are our duties? Are described, are prescribed in the Vedas, described in the Vedas. And what are the Vedas? They are direct manifestations from the Supreme Personality of God, from the Supreme Lord. And that is why when we do any acts of sacrifice, the transcendence, that means, you remember last time I told you, transcendence means not belonging to this world, beyond this world. That's already included. That's why it becomes nice. The sacrifice becomes nicer because there is some transcendence in that. And if you do not perform this, then Krishna is declaring that you are leading a life full of sin. And also he says, this person lives in vain, useless. You know, you are living as a human being, but you are not actually living as a human being. You are just like an animal you are living. Pashu samana, you know, remember we discussed that. But for one who takes pleasure in self, not selfish self, Atma, whose human life is one of self-realization. That means our goal is to achieve self-realization, whereby we become transcendental. And we are satisfied in the self only. For him there is no duty. Right? If you have everything, for example, you and I have to go to work or to study or something. But suppose we have enough money and enough everything, then do we have to still work? Do we have to go and punch our card? The same way, if the person is self-realized, he has understood the whole purpose of life, then he doesn't have to do any material duty. You know? When he says duty, it's a material duty. Because he has no obligation. You know, you work because you are obliged to take care of your family, so on. So he is so independent, he doesn't depend on anything. That should be the goal, ultimately. Therefore, without being attached, this is a key word always. One should act as a matter of duty. Act as a matter of duty. Why is telling Arjuna? He says, Arjuna may say, why do I have to do all this? Why do the great people have to, like Prime Minister of India or President of America or whoever? They don't have to work like as a duty. Because they're the supreme. But still, Krishna gives his own example. And he's giving the example of Janaka. Janaka, Janaki's father, Sita's father. He was a great karma yogi. So he says, he performed his duties, prescribed duties. Why? This is important. That's why I underlined all these important points. For the sake of educating the people, so that others can follow. Why? Because whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. We see that, Today's leaders are so corrupt, and that's why the population is corrupt. No matter whatever movement we do, etc., etc., unless the habits change, nothing is going to change. Okay? So that's why Krishna says, he talks about himself. He says, I am the Supreme Lord, he declares, without any fear, boldly, within all the three planetary systems. He says, I don't have to do anything. I don't want anything. I am Atmaram. I am the Supreme. But still, I am doing my duty. Why? Because others will follow. Others will say, oh, God is not working, so why should we work? Like that. So a good king also sets the example by sometimes working like a common person. Then, because in Krishna says, if I don't do this, then everything will be in chaos. Like we know that if the leader is missing, then the whole thing is in mess. And then finally he is saying, the ignorant perform their duties with attachment to results. So what are they called? Ignorant. They don't know that they can still get much better results by not getting attached to results. So similarly, opposite of that is a learned man, a jnani, he works without attachment. Why? For the sake of leading people on the right path. Leading, they are the leaders. Arjuna is a leader. So all of us should also one day aspire to become a leader. We should not remain satisfied with just following somebody. Because if you gain some knowledge, the best way is to share that knowledge with somebody, right? So this way, we come to the conclusion of the first half of the third chapter. Thank you very much. So now, in the next half, we'll see what happens. So now if you have any question, comment, maybe we can spend some 5 minutes because I don't have much time with me. But yes, we can take up something. Thank you very much. Yes, Mataji. Third chapter up to shloka number 1 to 24. Yes, Mataji. Yes. Okay, let me see if there is any question. I have to anyway stop the recording because it takes a long time. Okay, let's see.